السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Donc, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of God, we'll be having this session. فاللهم انفق روح بركة في كلامي. اللهم انفق روح بركة في كلامي وجعل أفئدة كثير من الناس تهوي إليه. Let's begin. So I kind of understood how, not saying that I fully understood the following, but somehow managed to learn about the differences between people in terms of wealth or status. Though these two elements are more often than not related. Regardless of that, the thing I wish to call the sling theory is as something, subhanAllah, is as interesting as life itself or as us humans are. So I said, okay, we can imagine each and every person's circumstances, especially ones he grew up in, resemble a sling. We should think of them as a sling. So the environments that your upbringing is equal to a sling, a sling, the wooden Y-shaped toy. It could be a toy, it could be a weapon. You can never underestimate its potential. Anyways, now you can imagine if we were to stand up on a high hill, and if we, for example, but before this, I wanna elaborate more on the sling concept that I mentioned. So, like I said, each and every person's circumstances may resemble a sling. And if we look at, or if we were to just take any person and put them in the exact same circumstances, i.e. the sling, for example, in this metaphor, and if we were to use that sling, we will have, and when we will launch, for example, that individual, we will have someone in a position with a unique set of attributes, skills. They would have certain characteristics, etc., that anyone from the same environment would have. And let me just digress for a second. Environment here doesn't mean the same household. No, it's a bit complicated, because as you are familiar or as you all know, for just to make it easier to follow along, you would have two siblings living two completely different lives. They eat the same food, more or less. They grew up having the same, relatively the same things, and so on and so forth. So we should have a duplicate life here. But the truth is, since these people have their own ways of looking at the world, because of the things they consume, because of so many things, it's just crazy, subhanAllah. It's just really, really interesting to consider. I mean, it's an interesting phenomenon, So if I were to grow up in a different household, I would be totally different. And it's the same thing for each and every individual. And if we can change these factors, i.e. factors that are important in life, such as education, where choice of friends or friendship choices, what else? The food, even though the food, I want to say isn't relevant in this one context, but it might be, it can be. So, like I said, if we took, for example, this analogy, and we would say, well, then how good is it? Or how can we use, for example, this mindset? I'll just call it mindset shift, if you will. Well, it would definitely help us steer away from some negative self-talk, people do compare themselves to others. And yeah, it's a shared guilt, at least in some point. But like I said, when you see that this person is there because of so many intricate events, so many details, and so many, for example, experiences, that it's impossible, it's unlikely someone else in any other part of the world would achieve what they achieved, in detail, of course. But you know that some things are achieved through shared efforts. You know, I just feel that some things are achieved by having this global effort to improving human life. So yeah, I mean that's the idea I wanted to share. So never ever, no one should ever compare any person to any to a different one based on some yardstick, you know, we just invented today. It makes no sense, because human life is really complex, and it can't be squared to money or these other factors, right? It shouldn't be squared, and most importantly, it should be exploited in a positive way. So yeah.